Talking now with Mark Hodges with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mark, let's talk a little bit about this 2008 wheat harvest for Oklahoma. We're just virtually done. I know we've got a few fields probably that are left. I actually had some rain in the panhandle that might have slowed a few of the folks trying to wrap up out there maybe over the last 24 hours. But nonetheless, we're just pretty well there as far as putting this thing in the record books.
We are, and it's really a tale of two crops, if you will, in a couple of different senses. First of all, from a production standpoint or volume, a yield, and then from some of the quality characteristics we're seeing. And then if you look at what happened last year and the kind of yields we had across the state last year and what we're seeing this year, again, just a tale of two crops. Really, if you look down south, especially south of I-40, we had outstanding test weights, you know, average 61, 65 pounds, and I've seen some of the final data on at least the far southern part of the state, 62-pound per bushel average, outstanding. 1,000 kernel weights were outstanding, from 30 to 35 grams per 1,000 kernels, and we hardly ever see that on a consistent basis in the state. And then if you look at all of the, from dockage all the way across to shrunken total defects, again, extremely low, and that surprises me a little bit. It doesn't surprise me on no shrunken or very little shrunken kernels because we did have a perfect grain fill weather. And but, you know, as you move northward, the yields start to drop off a little bit. The test weights start to drop off a little bit, but the protein goes up. And that was one of the problems in the southern half of the state was lack of protein.
Mm-hmm. Seems like we just pretty well ran out of nitrogen as we did the grain filling.
Well, I've got a theory, if you will, about that, and of course it goes back to last year. Although we didn't produce a crop, so theoretically we didn't use those inputs that were there, we did get so much rain that it probably did leach the whatever nitrogen was there down below the usable root zone of this crop. Then you add to that that nitrogen was at all-time high cost. I'm not sure producers might have not got enough back on in some cases. And then you add the third thing, which is perfect grain fill conditions, so there wasn't a lot of stress on this crop. Now I'm talking in the body of the state, obviously not in the panhandle. But there wasn't a lot of stress on this crop. So without stress, even if you had the nitrogen available, you're not going to get high proteins. Of course, if there wasn't enough nitrogen there, we're really going to suffer on proteins. I think that's a lot what we were seeing. And then, of course, a lot of years we have some old crop to blend with new crop to make up for some deficiencies. We had no old crop this year. It was already gone. So you add all those things together, it's a crop that, you know, from a milling, baking standpoint, we're going to have to deal with a little differently than we have in the past.
Now, you know, as we think about the body of the state, obviously they had an incredible crop a year ago in the panhandle, and that's totally reversed this year. But for the body of the state, it's easily a 50% increase over a year ago.
Yeah, easily so. And if you went back 3 years and looked at the 3-year average, we've only made 102 million bushels. If you looked at the long-term average, 15 years or so, we're about 140 million on the long-term average. Last 3 years, 102 million, and of course, the last most recent USDA projection was 157,500,000 bushels. We may exceed that even. And of course, my background as an agronomist back in late March, early April, I was looking at what I thought was 130 million bushel crop. Obviously, I was not only wrong, I was way wrong. But if you're going to be wrong, this is the way to be wrong, obviously. But I do think it did boil down to those perfect grain fill conditions where we didn't have any shrunken kernels, high test weights, those high 1,000 kernel weights.
Not much disease?
Not much. Well, we did have some disease late, but it was late enough it didn't affect the crop significantly. Right. So, yeah, from a filling the grain to finalizing this crop to where it was ready for harvest, we couldn't ask for much better conditions.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we think about the marketing of this crop, that's one of the things that the Wheat Commission is charged with to work with, particularly our international customers, but also some of our domestic mutters as well. How do you position, in other words, how does this Oklahoma crop fit into the overall hard red winter wheat crop for 08? Given this one deficiency?
Well, you are right. You know, several years ago, we determined that we are not the lowest cost provider in the world market of wheat, so we have to compete on the quality side and on the service side, which we've really promoted to a large extent the last several years. And if you look at this crop from strictly a milling standpoint, you know, the millers are going to be happy because they've got uniform kernel sizes. They've got high 1,000 kernel weights. They've got high test weights. This crop is going to mill extremely well as far as mill yield. The flip side of that is that the protein's not where we'd like to see it. We gave reasons for why it's not there. So it's going to be a challenge to market this crop from a protein end user standpoint so it functions the way the end user would like it to, because really I know of no customers we have internationally that use exclusively hard red winter wheat in their mill. They blend it with other wheats, and they really depend on us for the quality because of our reputation, because of our history. They depend on us for their quality to really upgrade what they've already got access to. And they take whatever they've got locally or whatever they can get a hold of on the lower cost side and then use our wheats to blend it up to get the kind of end product they want.
That's going to be a little tougher, obviously.
It will be a lot tougher, and, of course, we don't have the baked results yet. And in, you know, some cases it does boil down to not just the numbers, but, you know, does the dough function? And that protein, although it may be low, you know, if we still got the functionality there, we can still do a good job marketing. Of course, we do have customers that strictly go by the numbers, and they won't buy it no matter what if the numbers aren't there. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
In your mind, going back to that producer, that grower, with the 08 crop pretty well in the bin now, and thinking about the 09 crop, you know, what do you do different? What do you how do you get ready, obviously, for the sticker shock of these higher input costs? What advice, what take-home messages do we have from this 08 crop?
Well, I think more than any other time, producers really need to take a look at what they've got in their hand. I mean, they need to maximize what they have available to them, and that being the technology that's been developed through Oklahoma State and other land-grant universities. And, you know, the very first one is variety selection. They need to look very closely at the variety they're growing to maximize their yield and yet maintain the quality that their customers are used to. So that'd be number one, I'd say, is they need to look at their varieties. Number two is they need to look at the other technology that's available to them, especially in the area of nitrogen. You know, we've got a sensor-based nitrogen application now. They can cut their nitrogen costs significantly in this high-priced nitrogen environment if they will just take a few fairly simple steps in using the technology they have available to them to do just that. You know, again, we have a wealth of information at Oklahoma State University. We've got professionals within the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources that can help them maximize return, and this is time to go seek that advice, seek that help. It's out there, and they need to utilize it.